Welcome, welcome to another edition of the Pine Pony Podcast. Today, we got a special edition, a minisode, a mock draftisode. Here with me, we got Derek again and the fantasy uncle, Joshua Persian, ready to break down these drafts. What's up, fellas?
Woo, woo. Dude, recording our first ever minisode?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're calling it, a mini.
So we get to play where Ladd McConkey's going to go?
Yeah, yeah. Ladd McConkey be going somewhere in this first round. Segment. Guaranteed.
Hey, you know what? It's the mini-sode, so I've got him going to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not true.
Not true.
It's not true.
So on this special edition of the Pine Pony Podcast, we're going to break down our mock drafts, go through each pick of the first round, and see what happens. See how it all shakes out, and see if we can even get close to what is actually going to happen. So let's start the show.
The Pine Pony Podcast.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through my first 16 picks, and then we'll go through Persian's first 16 picks, break them down, and finish the other 16 picks on the back half. So let's get through it. Let's start it.
Your team is now on the clock.
So for my first 16 picks, I have the Bears taking Caleb Williams. No surprise. I have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels. The Patriots staying where they are despite all the trade talks. They're going to take Drake May because they love white quarterbacks, and that's what they're going to do. And they want him to stay in the pocket. And then the Cardinals, I have them staying at number 4 and taking Malik Nabers. The Chargers, I have them taking Marvin Harrison Jr. The Giants, I have them staying at 6, taking Bo Nix. I think that's a good QB for them. That's their style. That's what they like. The Titans are going to take Joe Alt, offensive tackle. Falcons are going to take Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama. Bears, second pick in the top 10, are going to go Rome Odunze, wide receiver to complement Caleb Williams. I got the Jets at number 10, taking Talise Fuaga. Protect that old man behind the line. You know, we don't need him spraining another Achilles.
Did he sprain it? I think he's
whatever, snapped it, whatever he did. He did something to it. Who cares? They need protection. I got the next with the Minnesota Vikings. I got them taking J.J. McCarthy at 12, Denver. I got them taking, Persia might be surprised by this pick, Latue Latu. I probably butchered the hell out of that. At 13, I got the Raiders taking Troy Fontana. At 14, I got the Saints taking J.C. Latham. 15, I got the Colts taking Brock Bowers. And 16, the Seahawks are taking Jared Verse. So.
Okay. So, a couple things that stood out to me.
Discuss.
And I'll preface this to the audience by saying that I think we may have done this in opposite ways, whereas I did mine basically trying to predict what I think the NFL is going to do. And right. You, I think, did what you would have done, right? Is that right?
No, I mean.
Do you think 50-50. This is what's going to happen?
I mean, well, this is what I think is going to happen. I mean, obviously, this is what I think is going to happen.
Okay, so I think that the Bo Nix is a hot take. I think that is way higher than most people see him. And I don't think he's going to get
fair, that high. Opinion.
I think he's got a ceiling of, you know, the end of the first round, basically.
I don't disagree with that assessment, but I just think he's such a Giants QB.
I think the Giants trade, like what we discussed on last week's episode with the 49ers. I think that's a very viable option.
Yeah, I do have the the top five mostly the same, except for I do think that the Vikings trade up with the Patriots and they do get in that third spot, whereas the Patriots go back to that 11 spot. And I also think that Marv goes ahead of Malik Nabers, but I do have all the same five players in the top five there. I do think it's going to be Daniels, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Malik Nabers, and Marvin Harrison Jr. in some order in that top five.
Okay.
What is Minnesota gain from that trade?
Well, basically they would get both. They really want a quarterback.
Get one at 11.
They've got Sam Darnold, but they basically have made it known that they want to get up and get one of these top four QBs. Now, I don't think by that they mean Bo Nix. I think that probably McCarthy goes way before Bo Nix. I think what they do is they trade with the Patriots at three and they get Drake May. I think the Vikings get Drake May and the Patriots get both of their first round picks. Is that the Vikings purposely traded away two second round picks so they could get an extra first round pick with the Texans.
Right.
So they got a, I think it's 23 and 11. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to give both of those away to the Patriots to go up to that third spot. I think that they are the most hungry to trade up. I think the Broncos would also love to do a move like that, but they just don't have the picks. They don't have the same kind of firepower that the Vikings do. So I think it's the Vikings who go up and get one of those top three QBs. And I do think that Drake May does go in the top three QBs. Although me personally, I think that I think he should literally be going after JJ McCarthy. I think that Drake May he is overrated. I think he's overrated. I think it's a huge red flag that his 2022 tape is so much better than his 2023 tape.
If you want to hear his full rant, go back to the episode where we discuss, I believe it was part three.
Want to hear the full rant, you become a Pine Pony patron, okay? You pay us a subscription and I'll give you the full rant, okay?
Oh my gosh. You do not want that part of the rant. There's a free version.
Hey, I go in much deeper into all of these prospects, okay? I've got running back sleepers, okay? I haven't even gotten to for the normies out there, okay?
Oh, my gosh. All right, what do you got? So you've got top five is pretty much the same. Where are you at? Six.
I think that they're pretty similar, although I think Odunze goes a little bit ahead of that. I've got the Giants go ahead and snatch up Odunze at six. I think that Malik Nabers goes to the Chargers at five, so that's why Odunze is the best wide receiver on the board at that point. I think that the Titans, they really needed offensive line help. I think they go Joe Alt at seven. I think Atlanta is basically just the perfect spot for Dallas Turner. There's got the highest ceiling as a pass rusher. I got the Chicago Bears taking Talese Fuaga at nine. I got the Jets taking Brock Bowers, tight end. Obvious tight end upgrade for them.
Wow.
And I've actually
he's not even like a true tight end. He's really dynamic. He is an impact kind of player. Like he could break out really easily and become like a hybrid Kelce type player, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
So you're saying a better Kelce than Kelce?
No. like a Kelce.
I think he has that kind of ceiling, though. I think he's already shown the propensity for abusing sort of soft zone coverage, which has basically been Kelce's calling card the past few years. And Kelce is extremely smart, and he's so well experienced in, oh, I know what they're doing right here in this zone. I know exactly where the soft spot's going to be as soon as this other receiver takes this guy out of the picture, yada, yada. And I could totally see Brock Bowers becoming that sort of player as well.
Do you think the Jets have the coaching staff that would be keyed in enough to develop that kind of talent?
I do believe in Saleh as a defensive mind, but I don't know. It's an open question, to be quite honest with
you. Well, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers and
I get the feeling
sticking around.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is I get the feeling like there hasn't been so much on the offensive side, so much as they let Aaron Rodgers design the offense that obviously Wilson ended up playing mostly of last season, and I think that it's going to be the Aaron Rodgers sort of design offense this season too. So it's an open question. I don't know. We'll have to see. But I do think that he represents an obvious upgrade for them. And I think that Aaron Rodgers is comfortable and does like, you know, these sort of pass catching move tight ends. He could also block pretty well despite being on the smaller end of tight ends. He doesn't have limitations. So as I had the Patriots moving back to 11, I think that's where J.J. McCarthy goes here. I think that McCarthy goes to the Patriots at 11. And I've got the Broncos trading all the way back with the San Francisco 49ers. And so I think the 49ers take Tyrion Arnold here in the 12 spot. And then I've got Olu Fashanu going to the Raiders at the 13 spot. I've got Jared Verse going to the Saints, 14. I've got Quinion Mitchell going to the Colts at 15. And Troy Fontenot, who is apparently the internet's busiest offensive lineman, going to the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
But I think for the most part, most of those players were just one or two spots different for a lot of that. I think
I think this is the second half is where we're going to get a lot of difference.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference there is that you've got Bo Nix way higher than I've got him, but we'll see.
All right. Well, moving on to the second half, 17 through 32. So at 17, I've got the Jaguars taking Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU, because they were not able to re-sign Calvin Ridley. So they're going to cover that hole up. And then Persian's
favorite player. Are we hedging our bets on that one? Are we hedging our bets with this?
No.
Oh, I just thought it was a sure gamble there with the Jacksonville Jaguars there losing Ridley. Man, I'm making a damn good.
Crickets. and then for Persian's favorite player, I got him going in the first round, Ladd McConkey to the Bengals. Getting him, you know, acclimated for when T. Higgins leaves. Moving on to the Rams at 19, I got them taking Byron Murphy, defensive line out of Texas. Steelers, I like them to take Jackson Powers Johnson, center, to kind of help with the offensive line with Russell Wilson and what they can do with Justin Fields. And as I said before, I don't think they need to look at quarterback in the first round because of that. The Dolphins at 21, taking Chop Robinson, edge at Penn State. Eagles are going to draft Nate Wiggins, Clemson cornerback. I've got the Chargers trading back into the first round at 23 with the Vikings. I realize that that might be a weird thing to do because they traded to get that pick, but I think they'll offer enough to get up there to get an offensive tackle, Amarius Mims. At 24, Cowboys taking Tyler Guton, offensive tackle as well. Packers, and this is where you've already got Quinion Mitchell already taken. I've got him dropping back to the Packers, cornerback out of Toledo. The Bucks are going to take Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. Cardinals, I mean, cornerback heavy in the three picks. Cardinals taking Kool-Aid McKinstry. Then the Bills taking Chris Jenkins, defensive tackle. Lions taking Tyrion Arnold, way back in the second half of the first round. Then I've got the Raiders trading back into the first round via the Ravens, and they're going to take Michael Penix Jr. here at number 30. Best quarterback in the draft. This is going to be a great pick for them. And then 49ers Chief rounding out the first round. 49ers are going to take Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver, and Chiefs are going to take Roman Wilson, wide receiver in Michigan. They could flip-flop either one of those two. So I think both of them are going to take wide receiver.
I like your draft, to be honest with you, because you're higher on the same players that I'm higher on. Now, I did mine basically what I think the NFL is going to do, but if things played out the way that you had, oh, I would love that, because I'm higher than most people on Roman Wilson also. To have him go in the first round would be pretty cool, I think. We do have a ton of the same guys, which is pretty cool, but I'll just go ahead and start mine. I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars taking Nate Wiggins, cornerback. You already know him because that's your team. I've got the Bengals trying to shore up that offensive line, C.J. Latham. I've got the Rams taking Byron Murphy. You and I have the same exact team at the same exact pick, taking the same exact player right there. So that's pretty cool. I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking Xavier Worthy. I think that they really need a replacement for Deontay, and I think that he fits that better than any other player in the draft probably. I've got the Miami Dolphins taking offensive tackle Amarius Mims. So I actually messed up the Philadelphia Eagles pick here, but I'll just say that I think that Chop Robinson has a good chance to go here. So I'll just slide in Chop Robinson here. I think that he probably goes somewhere around here anyway. I think that in my draft, I had the Patriots obviously trading with the Vikings. So the Patriots are right in the 23 spot here, and I have them going for Adonai Mitchell. And then 24, I've got the Cowboys taking Jackson Powers Johnson. And at 25, I've got your Packers taking Graham Barton, offensive tackle from Duke. I think that Tampa Bay at 26 gets Leatu Latu. I think that Arizona Cardinals take Cooper DeJean, cornerback. I think the Buffalo Bills at 28 get Brian Thomas Jr. I think that 29, Detroit goes with Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think 30, Baltimore Ravens take offensive tackle Tyler Guyton. And the 31st pick here is the one I had switched between the Broncos and the 49ers. So I think this is where Bo Nix goes here. And then 32nd, Kansas City Chiefs take Ladd McConkey to end out the first round. That's what
you
I
had to put, yeah. You had to put Ladd in there. Couldn't leave Ladd out of the first round.
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance he actually doesn't make it to the first round. But you know what? Fuck it. I think he makes it to the first round. And I think that he goes to the Chiefs, which getting to play with Pat Mahomes is the best avenue for me to look smart about my support for him. So there you go.
I mean, I don't have any arguments on that. I mean, it looks good to me.
Yeah, a lot of our players are actually pretty similar.
That's crazy.
Going in pretty similar ranges here. I do think I was surprised that you didn't have Xavier Worthy anywhere in there, unless I just missed that. Did you have him in there, or him slipping? Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, are there any sleepers, anybody that you're looking at that at least fantasy-wise when we're going to draft, you know, that maybe you haven't mentioned before that in this draft that could move up your board?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely guys that I love that I just don't think will get the draft capital, but I'll go ahead and name off a couple more receivers. I know I've talked a lot about them, but there's just so many I like. Javon Baker, UCF. I don't think he'll go in the first three rounds, but if he does, I really like him. He plays with an aggression at all times. He literally is trying to clown every cornerback that steps to him. I love his aggressiveness. He's very strong, physical at the catch point. And, you know, he gets open. He wasn't playing the same level of competition all the time that you would love him to, but I think that if he gets opportunity, he'll show that he's worthy, that he's a good wide receiver. Also, a couple running backs that I have.
Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not even going to mention your boy, Ricky Parasol?
I mentioned him last when we did the wide receiver.
Okay. That's right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to make sure you didn't leave that guy out after our conversation where he ended up not being as good as you think he was, stat-wise.
Well, the thing is that with Ricky Pearsall, I think that the league is actually on him. Like, I think that McConkey, Pearsall, Malik Washington, Roman Wilson, I think they all go into the same sort of bucket where they're probably going to be slot guys, and they have enough to their game where they're going to be starters day one. I think those guys are going to be on the field day one as at least Tyler Boyd type players. The difference between Pearsall and the rest of them, though, is I think Pearsall already has the hype. I think people already believe in him to a certain degree. And so I don't think there's any way he's getting out of day two.
Like Taj Washington.
Taj Washington is a trash can.
Bro, he has a better PFF grade. He has a better PFF grade than Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
Taj Washington is going to be drafted before Ricky Pearsall.
Hey, you heard it here first, guys. The original strength gets all the credit. Gets all the credit when Taj Washington. But yeah, even though it's not a great draft class for running backs, there are still a couple guys that I think qualify as sleepers. Probably not going to get the draft capital. The first guy that I'm thinking of is Isaiah Davis. This is San Diego State. This is FCS guy.
South Dakota State.
Thank you. This is a FCS guy. And basically, he's got 3 years of elite production, first couple seasons, over 1,400 yards, and then over 1,500 yards this past season. Of course, the big question is he going to be able to do that at the NFL level, given the discrepancy of defenders that he's had to go against? Not sure, but the guy is a complete running back. He can block well. He can pass well. He runs legit routes. You know, his measurables were good at the combine. So I think when it comes to these guys, these small school guys, a lot of times it just comes to draft capital. I saw an interesting chart showing basically if the small school guys go in the first three rounds, they end up working out. And if they don't, they almost never do. You think of guys like Kareem Hunt, David Johnson. These were basically FCS guys that ended up making it to the first couple days of the draft. If he does get someone who wants to take him in the first three rounds, then I'm in on it. Otherwise, nah, not so much. Another guy I want to mention real quickly, Purdue, Tyrone Tracy Jr. This guy only played one season as a running back. He was a wide receiver. And so you know he's got that part of the game situated. But what I love about him is that he's electric. The guy has burst and he's got wiggle. He was second in the entire country in tackles forced per carry, only behind Bucky Irving. I think that because he still needs some development there, he's probably going to fall to day three. But I think that if he does end up getting opportunity, he's a hell of an athlete. He's obviously got the natural talent for it. He produced at a high level on an otherwise pretty bad offense. I like Tyrone Tracy to make a noise, maybe not the first season, but eventually to make some noise at the next level.
Right. Right on. Well, anybody else want to mention anyone before we in this mini episode, this mini-sode?
No, I just want to say, just kind of as a draft prop, there's a lot of places where you can find sort of like over-unders on how many offensive players in the first round, first three rounds, and wide receivers. I like the total offensive number to basically set a record and the total wide receivers to set a record. I think...
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think the record is 19 for as many wide receivers in the first 2 days or the first three rounds, if you will. I think we do get to 20, 21, 22 this year. And also in the first round, I think we probably get at least 20 offensive players drafted. And most of the over-unders you're going to see are probably 19 and a half. So I like the overs on that just as draft props if you're, you know, using sports books.
I never would have thought that those were some draft props, but there you have it. You can bet on anything.
Yeah, you could bet on anything.
Especially where Ladd McConkey's going to go.
You could bet on anything and everything. And I do bet on everything. So.
Well, there you have it. So we'll post our official mock drafts on the interwebs, on the threads and Instagrams of the world. And we'll see you next week. Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios. Happy
draft. I'll see y'all next year when the Chiefs win their third in a row Super Bowl. So until then,
populace, oh, come on.
The ruckus out.
You could bring us a cameo before then.
Because Hulk Hogan here.